be a couple more minutes. Hi, Susan. You want to come sit here instead? Alrighty, then I call this meeting to order on Monday, March 6th, for the Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness and JCSU 406 at 6:02 p.m. First item, roll call.
Senator Bryan?
Present.
Senator Kuhl?
Present.
Senator Dean?
Present.
Senator Fiorillo?
Present.
Senator Landolfi?
Absence unexcused.
Senator Martin?
Present.
Senator Schaefer?
Present.
Senator Swackhammer?
Senator Swackhammer, are you here?
Present.
Senator Zalesnikova?
Present.
A quorum is present.
Beautiful. Moving into agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment? If so, please state your first and last name for the record. Alrighty, seeing none. We're going to skip down to agenda item 6B, just so we can get that out of the way. Anthony, this is your time to shine. So I'm now passing the gavel to my vice chair. Vice Chair Anthony, do you accept?
I do. I'm now seeking a motion to favorably recommend SR-90, a resolution in support of requiring all ASUN departments have gluten-free and vegan food alternatives available at all ASUN events to the Senate of Associate Students.
Second.
We are now moving into a discussion on this piece.
Point of order. You have to seek a motion, and then so one of us has to make it.
Oh, that's true.
Who's your chair? Okay.
Yes.
I move to favorably recommend SR-90, a resolution in support of requiring that all ASUN departments have gluten-free and vegan food alternatives available at all ASUN events to the Senate of the Associated Students.
Second.
There has been a second. We are now moving into a discussion on the piece. Is there any dissent to allowing, and forgive me if I butcher your name, Stacey Suzuki, to speak at the table? Seeing as there is none, we will now allow a short presentation by the authors.
Right. You first.
Yeah. Hello, Senators. I'm glad to introduce SR-90, a resolution in support of requiring that all ASUN departments have gluten-free and vegan foods alternatives available at all ASUN events. In this piece, Senator Bryan and I discuss why it is imperative for ASUN to provide these food alternatives to students at these events. As there is a large population of students who do identify as gluten-free, vegan, vegetarian, or even dairy-free, which as an association we should be inclusive of. We've also added statements collected from Director Zamudio, Director Taylor, and Director Wolfgang, who are the Director of Programming, Closing Orgs, and IDEA, respectively, who have given their position and thoughts on the vegan and gluten-free alternatives. At events, as you have seen already in the piece, they all have are in favor of it and have set standards already in their department for having gluten-free and vegan alternatives if they can find them. We've also added many local businesses that sell or are gluten-free or vegan, where future departments can look to if they need some ideas. Most, if not all, are affordable, and we have worked with many of them already, including Grateful Gardens, Laughing Planet, Noble Pie, Sizzle Pie, and Liberty Food and Wine Services, and just many, many, many more. We realize that there are concerns about availability and costs, which is why we have this stipulation in there where we set this standard when it is available, affordable, possible, and necessary, which means that it's just if the department can afford it in their budget, if they can find it, because sometimes you can't find it, if it's necessary. So, like, I know the Department of Government Affairs had, like, a cereal event, and sometimes you can find gluten-free alternatives, but you can't really find vegan ones because it's not really necessary. But if you can find it's possible and affordable, then that's what, like, the standard is set for, instead of just having requiring it at them at all times, no matter what. And we also understand there isn't much available within the budget also, because we have already allocated a lot of it to, like, all the departments and stuff. And so we want to just keep it as simple as possible. And we also want to recognize every student's identity on campus, and dietary restrictions are often overlooked. So this piece is to help ensure that this doesn't happen in future sessions, nor in this one, because it does happen quite often, I think, on campus widely. That's it. Thank you.
And then I just wanted to highlight again that we did say that it's available, affordable, possible, and necessary when all departments can. I think that's a big piece. I also want to emphasize that it's not trying to take away from any other options that students have. It's just trying to add on to so that students are able to access these things and also have fun and participate in social events that we provide. And then the other thing is, somebody raised a concern about why it was just vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free. Like, it didn't encapsulate everything. We can't provide everything. That would be way too hard. I asked about people who are completely kosher, the response that I got from the person that I talked to was that there's not that many students who are actually kosher on campus, and so it's really trying to make up a majority of the students, so a lot more students can participate, but not, exclude anybody, if that makes sense. It's not the goal.
All right. Are there any questions for the authors? Seeing as there is none, we will move into a bit of discussion on the piece.
I like the portion where it's, like, not required, because, like, to be completely honest, like, when I first, like, just heard the title, I was like, well, that's kind of, you can't, like, require it, although that's kind of silly. But not, like, I definitely support it because it's not required, but I do think it's a good thing that we should have that, so I agree.
How did you stumble upon this problem? Like, did you reach out to students and they said that they have problems with these, or where did this come from?
So I reached out to, association last year as a club commissioner for the Department of Clubs and Orgs. And a lot of times when we were putting events, we had, like, iLead, iSER, and, like, the two big ones, like, the two club fairs around the year. People would always come and ask, like, are there any, like, gluten-free things for us to eat, like, gluten-free buns for burgers, or, like, gluten-free or vegan food alternatives at our events. And also, like, volunteering with programming, like, this year and last year, we saw a lot of people asking for these alternatives also. And that's kind of what popped into my head. I was also thinking about this last year, too, because we put on... the Clubs and Orgs put on ICER. Well, they're doing it the same thing this year. We had Chipotle, and we had bought, like, a whole bunch of things, and towards the end we realized that maybe we should add, like, a vegan alternative for it. And so they have this, like, sofritas thing that they have at Chipotle, and that's tofu, I think. And so we bought it, and then when we actually had the event, a whole bunch of people got it and, like, asked, like, oh, is there any, like, because there's a chicken, beef, and pork, and they were like, oh, are there any, like, vegan options for us? And then we had one, and it was great, and we ran out of that, I think, almost as soon as we run out of everything else. So that's kind of what like kind of popped into my brain was like, maybe we should also like set the standard for like future ASWIN events, just because I know some people don't always think about it, and having this like as a standard kind of helps people get to that place in the future. And just because we realize that people won't have the same like ideals that we do now in the future, and we want to keep it so that we are recognizing these students' identities and we are making sure that everyone is included in our events no matter what.
If no one else has anything to add to the... Oh, go ahead.
As somebody who has celiac disease and like cannot have anything that even is cross-contaminated with gluten, I think that this is really important, especially one that does regularly go to ASUN events. I think it's important to have like other options. The question that I was going to ask is, what was your guys' thought process in determining like not making it a requirement for ASUN like departments to like make this mandatory to like have these things instead of just making it more of like a resolution suggestion?
Yeah, so we realize that it's like really hard to like come across sometimes like vegan and gluten alternatives as like a gluten-free alternative. As maybe you know, like it's hard if you go to a restaurant, you always have to ask them like, is this gluten-free? Is it contaminated with anything that may have gluten in it? And we want to like kind of cut that middleman out and help, because we also put like websites on like where to find them and where like certain places you can find them on these alternatives. And so instead of making this like, is it an ad?
A bill.
We'd rather make this a resolution so that we don't have to like set this in stone where you have to have these alternatives no matter what. And so like these programmers or these like event planners are running around trying to find these gluten-free vegan alternatives when like it's just so scarce and you really can't find any. And so we just try to like make a resolution where it's, we try our best to find these alternatives for these students, but if we cannot, you cannot. But as long as you're trying, that's all we ask for.
I just have a follow-up question, and by no means do you need to have the answer to this, but for future, like, ASUN sessions, is there any, like, plans in place to make sure that departments, like, know about this resolution, or, like, any ideas of how, like, this can be reminded to future departments?
We're hoping to, like, implement this in, like, training sessions, so for, like, program, they have training sessions, and I know Clubs and Orgs does too. So we're hoping that we can implement this into their training program so that they know to look for these if they can. And that's really the only like thing we can help hold them accountable for, because this is a resolution too, is that we can't really like have like a certain like officer, I guess, like be like, you need to have this and this and this. So this is why like we're more trying to implement into the training program so that they know at the beginning of their like like job experience or they're at the sessions so that they can try their best to get it. But like there's no way to really hold people accountable of doing this unless like the event already happened and you see there's nothing there, then it's too late already, right? So like that's why it's a resolution, not a bill. And so that's like the only way we can keep them accountable is to help them implement it into their training programs.
There's no further questions. I'll go ahead and take one really quicker, more just an addition to the discussion. This actually kind of leads into what I was going to ask you guys about is, right now, obviously at the end of the piece where we have our resolve clause, there isn't anyone that we're actively sending this resolution to. I still think that we should pass this bill through our committee, this resolution through the committee, because I think what it's trying to do is admirable. But by the time that we have this on the actual docket for our Senate meeting, I'd like to see the authors come up with the personnel that they would like to have this resolution sent to. That way it gives it more weight and it helps take away from some of the detractors who may look at this bill and try to find any kind of fire against it. But other than that, do we have any more points of discussion? All right, if not, if there's no more discussion on this piece, then we'll move into a vote. All those in favor of recommending SR90, a resolution in support of requiring that all ASUN departments have gluten-free and vegan food alternatives available at ASUN events to the Senate and the Associated Students, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? The piece passes. Oh, yeah, and of course, with that, I'm now passing the gavel back to Chair Brian. Do you accept?
I accept. Thank you so much, Anthony. I really appreciate that. Okay, Moving back up into agenda item 6A, liaison reports. Are there is there any senator that wants to give a liaison report tonight? Senator Fierro.
I'm not sure if I spoke about this at last meeting. I don't think I did, but I spoke with University Housing. I had a meeting with them, and we kind of just talked about potential problems that, you know, they've seen. He didn't really think that there was any major problems at the moment, but he does want to get people in the RHA, like, more involved with ACUN stuff. Mm-hmm. So I just sent him, like, ways to apply and how to apply for, like, Senate positions and things like that, kind of how we work and kind of he updated me on what they're doing with the RHA because I guess it's newer. They, like, disbanded it and came back. So there's no problems yet, but he said let me know if he had any.
All right, thank you. Any other senators have anything to report?
So the week prior, I was able to meet with the police chief, and technically there isn't anything to report, but I did want to at least say that I did, in fact, get in contact with them. We sat down, and we just talked over a couple things from our last few meetings. Nothing major to report as of now. There's no big projects that they would either feel ASUN can help them with, nor do they feel like there's, or do we have anything as of this moment for them to, like, work on. So everything's fine there.
Beautiful. Senator Dean.
All right. So since my last report, I've had a very, very busy time working on my legislation. So for you guys that are new here, I'm working on a piece for those who are visually impaired on campus. It's going to look like the installation of tactile pads and also some improvement through, it's called universal designs, the idea that, like, everyone has the right to, like, have access to facilities slash, like, just use, like, anything they want via their able-bodied peers. So I've actually decided to drop the tactile portion of my legislation due to it being fast-tracked with the DRC, so I don't really see the need to write this legislation that's going to happen. So that's super cool that it's actually going to happen, not just talk about it and write about it. But the portion that I've now moved my focus on to is this universal design piece. And I talked with Mr. Scott Young, the dean of the DRC, and a couple of people on campus about it. So I should have a piece of legislation prepared for, our committee. Not this meeting, but not also this meeting, this next meeting. So I'll be asking us to, I don't know what the word is, like, push it through, I guess.
Are you talking about fast-tracking through Senate?
Or through us, like, have, like us, like, write the piece, even though, like, I've written it already.
To favorably recommend the piece.
Yeah.
Okay, so send it through committee and then send it back to Senate, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So hopefully, I'll talk with you about that later, but
okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll be doing that, so it'll actually be happening, so that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just as a quick point of order, this was actually something I found out when I was writing my piece for budget and finance, is that a piece can actually dodge or skirt around first reading at Senate, as long as it is submitted first or created by the actual committee itself.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as
that was the goal.
Submits the piece to us and we make favorable amendments to it and then send it off favorably to the Senate, then that piece can go around the first reading.
Beautiful.
Yeah, sorry, that's what I was trying to articulate, but yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Senator Cole.
But yeah, so it's almost done, so I'll fill it up by Tuesday and send it to you tomorrow.
Okay.
But yeah, any questions on the piece? All right, so let's make it.
Director Carpio-Guerra, do you have anything you want to say?
Well, AD Suzuki kind of went over the legislation. Wellness Week did happen last week. It went good given the winter storms. One of our events is being rescheduled tomorrow, our slam poetry one. And then our Monday and Thursday event from last week, we just combined it on Thursday. And then our Wednesday event at the Fitness Center was all good. Nothing to add. We did have another piece of legislation that we wanted to write about menstrual products, but it looks like there's actual action happening with it, so we don't have to write the legislation anymore. I'm just glad that we finally have the reading here in committee so it can go to the Senate table next week.
Alrighty. Did any other senators want to report anything? No? Okay. And then, as for our two new committee members, we have, like, two meetings left, so I'm not going to make you guys take liaison positions. I want you guys to get a good feel about what it's like. I know you both are running in the election, so get a good feel for what it's like. And then if you plan to sit chair or vice chair this committee, if you guys win, then start thinking about things that you can do, I think. So I would love to hear your guys' ideas on things you want to do, like, next meeting. So, yeah. Okay. Any other senators? Alrighty. Moving into agenda item 6C, off-campus housing fair. So there's an off-campus housing fair tomorrow from 11 to 2. So if you guys want super, super, super easy outreach hours, I recommend going to that. There's a sign-up sheet that I sent out, but I know that Olivia said there was having problems. So was anybody interested in doing that? There's, like, you can just come, like, whenever. Does anybody want to do that? Do you want to do that?
I might, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Mm-hmm. It's from 11 to 2-ish, but there's, a cleanup. I sent an email out, but it's, like, I put it in 30-minute time slots. So does anybody have a time they want to take? I'll just be with them.
I'll take from, 11 till... one. That's 2 hours, right? Call it to one.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll do that.
All you guys are doing is literally sitting at a table, and oh my gosh, I pushed.
Oh, you said it was 11 to 2?
11 to 2.
Okay. I
would buy a class.
How about 1:30?
You want to take 1:30 to...
To
2. To 2.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Rena, I'm so sorry. I will fix your last name later. It I don't know what it did, but it is not correct. And you said 1:30 to 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, and where is this at? Like, the location?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's in the JCSU ballrooms.
Okay.
Oh, so it's, like, right here?
Yeah, it's over there.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and then I'll have the table set up and everything. You literally just have to sit there, answer questions if anybody comes up. Does anybody else want to do it? No? Okay. Cool. Alrighty, moving on into agenda item 7, comments and announcements. Are there any other comments and announcements this time? No? Okay. Alrighty, moving into agenda item 8, public comment. Is there any public comment this time? Perfect. Moving into agenda item 9, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting on the Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness at 6:23 p.m. on Monday, March 6th in JCSU 406. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.